This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. First Monday morning in March, and it's so good to get together with you. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to be with you in March 2026. And we're only 2 days in, and oh, wowza, oh, my ears and whiskers, as they said in Alice in Wonderland. What a month. Well, we all knew things were going to speed up and change. And my goodness gracious me, have we got it. So what do we do with it? Well, I think we do what we've all been doing for some time, which is keeping calm and carrying on. I actually have a mug that says that. So a very good morning to you. By the way, I am running my live Facebook chat room, so if you want to pop in there and say hello, I know there's some lovely people in there. I've got Jennifer Hart, who's literally down the road in Cornwall, who may actually be sitting in her car. If you're sitting in the car, Jennifer, well done for joining me. Everybody's just discovered, of course, that there might be a bit of a bother over petrol over here, gasoline, as you call it, because, of course, the problems that are going on in the Middle East. So everybody, of course, is panic buying, and there's none to be found anyway. So I hope you're making it, Jennifer. Good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Renee Andrews, to Maureen White-Varner. I know that you are in there, and if you want a reading today, I will get in there and pull you some cards. I know Jennifer does. I have my Angel Tarot deck with me that I used to channel my starscopes, which I'll be taking you through in a moment. I've also got some dragons, and I've got some mermaids, because they also helped me with the channeling of this month's starscopes. Now, the card, I pulled a card for all of us today. And by the way, I have to give a shout out to Polly Ford, who I know may be listening but doesn't get in the chat room, and also to Erin. The same view. And I get it. I don't expect you to go in the chat room. You're just so very welcome if you would like to join us. I had the Knight of Fire. Knight of Wands, if you like your standard tarot. And not only did I get it in this deck, I pulled a card from my other deck, my Angel Wisdom deck, came up with the same card. So the message is quite strong here. It's about southern events, very explosive events sometimes, events that possibly we have no control over. Can't imagine what the angels were talking about with that one. Thinking things through, or just taking immediate action. It can have two meanings. It means take immediate action if it's required, or don't knee-jerk react. That would be the message that I would take from that card. I did ask for the dragons for a message as well, and I got a beautiful dragon called Syngold, and he is a kind of blue-silver with a kind of blue-silver mane, and he's a dragon that talks about gratitude, of being very grounded in where you are and very grateful. And it is one way to deal with what is now the fear that must be spinning about in so many parts of the world. He arrives when we need to take notice of and acknowledge old negative patterns, which, of course, when we get world events like this, they can come up. They bring up our judgments, our prejudices, our panic button. There's certainly lots of panic buying of fuel going on over here, that's for certain. And he just tells us to be careful and just acknowledge our fears. We can't quash our fears, there's no good. But we can take a look at them and think, how does that serve me to think like that? And the answer is usually, if it's a fear-based pattern, it doesn't. I also asked the Mers for a card, and they gave me a beautiful mermaid called Innocence. And I love that, because it's almost like one of the ways out of this is to go back to that wonderful innocence of a child. Children do not watch the news. They don't know what's going on in the Middle East. They play in the street and they trust that somehow they're looked after. Well, for most children, I know there are terrible situations in the world where children have to grow up far too fast, faster than they should. But for most children, we are born innocent, and we trust that we get two things. One is we're fed, and the other is that we're loved. And I think if we can go back to those kind of basics, that might be a very good thing to hold on to at the moment. Interestingly, I, as you well know, if you join this show regularly, I wasn't here last week because I was away traveling on business. And on my way home, I came through a county in England called Hampshire, which is very lush and green and rural and ye olde Englandy. And I went past the village of Chawton, which I haven't been to in about 40 years. And it's the village where Jane Austen lived and where she wrote her most famous novels. So, of course, I had to go in. And I had tea in the tea room and I went to see her house. And everything is thatched cottages. I mean, it's just picture chocolate box. It's greenery and pretty teacups and thatched roofs. And you can almost imagine them in their long dresses swishing about. And I felt drawn to go in the gift shop where they sell mugs with the famous quotations on. And I did look at them and think, which quotation would I like? I nearly came home with a mug that said, "Headstrong, obstinate girl," which, if you're a fan of Pride and Prejudice, you'll know exactly where that one came from. It was Lady Catherine de Bourgh to Elizabeth Bennet. The other thing I came home with was a feather quill to write with, because there were lots of calligraphy things there and I love that. But I'm sitting looking at it now and think, I was thinking just before I came on air, what I loved about that trip, I had a lot of emotional patterns come up, is that I just hankered, I yearned for a simpler life. Now, I know nostalgia is all very well, and there were all sorts of things about their way of life in Chawton when she was there, which is 1807, she lived there, that were not perfect. I mean, society was very, very restrictive of women, and obviously they, medically they did not have the advances and the pain relief that we have. But there was an innocence about their way of life. Takes me back to that mermaid message of innocence, that simpler life where we looked at so much on what really mattered. And again, I'm a great fan of the internet and how it's connected us and all the things we can do. But I think we need to bring an innocence and simplicity back to ground all that. Otherwise, we get caught up in the hubris of what is available and what we can look at. So that I just share those thoughts. A little simplicity when the world events spin like this may not be a bad thing. So I've done you card for the day. I will go in the chat room and do you cards. I'm watching people come in, so I'll go and do that and refresh it in a minute. But I want to take you through the starscopes before I run out of time and I'm looking at the clock. You'll find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen. You'll also find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. So let me take you through them. For those of you who know, of course, my starscopes are an amalgam of astrological signs, and alchemy is a better word, of astrological signs, tarot insight and angelic guidance and oracle cards. And so I bought the mermaids in for Pisces, and I bought the dragons in for Aries. And as Mark will explain, Mark Husson is on right after the show, and I know he's going to explain about Venus and Pisces and Mars and Aries. I can't remember which way round it is, but Mark's going to explain it. If I go back and look, I could get it the right way round. We are in such a change, and of course we've got this full moon coming up tomorrow as well. I'm doing a gong bath. It's exhilarating times. I'm going to use those words. So that is how I did it. Also, we're midway through March, the wheel turns, and we do actually step into the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, the ram. So we have an angel that looks over all this, Malkijal as well, the angel of courage. And maybe that's what we need right now, but not courage to go into battle. Courage has many guises. And yes, externally, Malkijal can help us face challenging situations and to speak our truth or stand by those who feel challenged, who are being bullied. But internally also, it's the courage to know who we truly are and what matters. That takes me back to simplicity and innocence, and to face our inner critic and make peace with ourselves and just love ourselves as we are and just be the best version of us that we can be. And you can call on Malkijal if you're in a relationship and you need the courage to really open your heart and allow your partner or the other person to see who you really are deep into your mind and your soul. Malkijal also rules the sun sign of Aries, so the perfect angel for this. So I've got that lovely quote on there as well. When I channeled these starscopes, the weather here in Cornwall has been wild and windy and wet. The storms that you have in the States come over to hit, and I'm the next thing after New York. There's the Atlantic, and then there's me. So we do tend to get the wild weather that comes across the Atlantic. So thank you for that, if you're in the States. But I have this lovely quotation from Winston Churchill that I love. He was a great wordsmith, was Winston, and he said, courage is what it takes to stand up and speak, and courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. I think we need some of that. So that said, I've set the scene and I'm already halfway through this show, so let me give you your starscope. Pisces, this is a month, allow yourself some time to become more innocent. Again, I channeled that message. I did these starscopes weeks ago. So just as a small child sees the world without judgment and a very wide vista, see life and the world as all is possible, which actually it is. Babies have no agenda beyond needing love and nourishment. So allow yourself to dream. How are you experiencing love? What nourishes you most? How can you create more of both? And here's a tip. Don't invite your ego into this conversation. It's been in the world too long to have that kind of blissful, innocent viewpoint. Aries, it's time. That's the dragon message. You are ready. You have a job to do and you need to get out there. You're reminded we all have powerful healing knowledge inside us. Healing with herbs and plants might be your calling or useful at this time, or shamanic work. Everything strongly connects to Earth, and if shedding the snake skin last month and those eclipses were tough, now's the time to step forward as difficult situations resolve and any unhelpful habits and thought patterns lose their grip. So financially, you're on steadier ground, and in fact, it's all looking good if only you can release your comforting attachment to catastrophizing. Just stop it. Whatever was in the past can stay there, and the future is yet to be written. Taurus, March is no time to be gripping tightly on how you think or feel things should be. Events will happen in their own time and in their own way, and frustrating as that may seem, it could be a good thing. You will give yourself and all involved time to breathe, and you might find yourself receiving some powerful revelations that lead to change. Pay attention to your gut instincts and synchronicities. And if part of your feelings or frustrations is that you seem to be stuck, believe me, they're about to run free. Gemini, your dragon says she has absolutely no time for human dramas and hubris. It is your life, your journey, your path. You should walk it your way. And if something doesn't feel like it's turning out the way you hoped, don't mope, change course. And maybe that cloud has a silver lining. FOMO is an illusion. Who wants to attend a party if you weren't invited? It wasn't right for you anyway. Just let it go. You now have time and emotional freedom to walk towards a horizon with greater promise. Cancerians, this month, as spring shoots emerge from Earth, you too may feel enthusiasm for life, for new beginnings, new projects, or even a new job. Whatever it is, you want to change your life, and not everyone may see it that way. Your passion for fresh fields may seem reckless abandonment to others. They mean well, but their words rankle, and by all means, listen to concern and information. Take what is helpful, but don't take on the judgment. Trust your intuition and break free. Leo, you are the showman, showwoman, show person, take your pick, of the zodiac, but you can't perform constantly or you will burn out. And this month, before the year really gathers pace, give yourself time to rest and recoup. Gather your scattered energy. Don't push yourself too hard. Sometimes the journey is more valuable than the result. And when the wheel turns, in its own time, once you've allowed yourself to regenerate, things will move forward and your path will become clear. Virgo, the full moon is in your sign this month, tomorrow, and it's an eclipse. Add Mercury retrograde into the mix, which rules your sign, and you might want to take your foot off the gas and just sit while you watch how things are panning out. Spend your time with calm, kind and like-minded people, and trustworthy and heartfelt advice from friends and family is always worth considering. Even if it doesn't solve the problem, it's nice they care, so allow yourself to be cared for and don't be shy in asking for advice. Libra, oh boy. Well, what you're going to need most this month is what you're most famous for, balance. If there are frustrations, remember, this too shall pass. Things are what they are. There may be decisions you find hard to make. After all, as a sign, you are famously indecisive. Maybe you feel things should be different, easier. But if they aren't, open your eyes to the potential alternatives. Once you flex and find balance, any conflicts should find positive resolution. Scorpio, if there is a problem, especially around money, please don't pretend it's not there. Ostrich behavior will not be helpful. Equally, don't fly into a panic. You just need to keep an eye on the flow. Don't grip so tightly. You live in lack mentality and don't spend on things you don't need. Unless you come from millionaire stock, your ancestors were masters of frugality. They had to be. It does no harm to overhaul your habits and create a structure for balancing the books. So if structure and discipline are not your strong points, enlist some help and learn some skills. That's a form of self-love, you know. Sagittarius, you are in charge of your life and all of the signs are the positive ones. And of all the signs, you're the positive one. So if this month there's a glitch and you feel less than positive or excluded in some way, don't let your usual joie de vivre evaporate. Ask for help if it's financial. Allow the joy of family and friends to remind you what love there is all around. And by all means, learn some lessons. Employ discernment if you need to walk away from something. Just don't let judgment in. Judgment projects blame. Discernment is your self-worth. Capricorn, did you know you're a magician? Well, you are. Especially this month, it's time for your plans to take shape. Step towards something you really want to do or to bring into your life. And you're always concerned, or you're always connected to the power of the universe. So commit those brilliant ideas to paper or laptop or smartphone, whatever's your bag. And of those, handwriting is the most valuable because of how it coordinates your hand and activates the brain. But just believe in magic. And Aquarius, time management is important this month. Whatever you do, no matter how important your work is, it is only part of who you are. Your role in society as teacher, mother, father, sister, brother, wife, husband, whatever, are important, but they do not define you. You are you. You have a unique center, a soul purpose, and all your connections here on earth have a purpose. And all you've experienced has brought you to now. And when you follow your authentic path and find that soul core strength, you will be so much more than the wife, the husband, the whatever your role, and far more productive in your workplace. So there you go. Those are the starscopes. As I said, you'll find them on the front page of One to Listen and on my website, angelhandsheal.com. I'm looking at the clock. I'm 10 minutes left. So let me get into this chat room and turn everything the right way up, because I know that there are people in there asking for readings. So let me crack on and see how much I can get done. Okay. So good morning to Maureen White-Varner. I missed you too, my Libra sister. You would love a card for March with the world all shook up. It is, but let's keep ourselves innocent and loving and project peace. And what card would I give to Maureen to help her with the peace of the world? Interesting, I get a Ten of Earth, which is such a grounded card, Maureen. It talks about happy family life. It's that card, single, the dragon gamers, of looking in with gratitude at everything that around us that is solid, that isn't shook up. If you're living in the Middle East, that might be hard to do, but if you're not, then don't add to the hubris. Keep yourself grounded by all the wonderful things that are around you. Kat Garner, thank you. I'm excited to be back here as well. Would love a reading if there's time after the starscopes. Of course, Kat, I will do that for you. So a card for Kat Garner there. It comes out. All these earth cards. I think there's a theme coming here. This is the Nine of Earth. It's being appreciated for who you are and the strength you are, but it's also a card that comes talking about life's little luxuries. If anything, I'd say I have to associate this card with Taurus. It's allowing yourself treats, allowing yourself to be celebrated, which doesn't mean you have to spend a fortune. It's allowing yourself time to go for a walk. It's allowing yourself a cake if you want a cake. Cake may not be your thing. It's allowing yourself lots of little treats to keep yourself uplifted. So hopefully that will help. Good morning to Renee Andrews. Happy March to you as well. I didn't say white rabbits when we hit March because my cat Merlin woke me up in a very unfriendly way with a set of claws. And what I said first thing in March is nothing I'm going to repeat on the radio. But anyway, it wasn't white rabbits. Good morning to Jennifer Hart. Got the car filled up. Well done. No queues. Okay. And petrol still at the same price. Well done. You would like a card. So pleased for you that you now, your little car is full. Now I get a major arcana card. You'll like this one. It comes with Archangel Zadkiel. It is balance. The need for balance and moderation and compromise and perfect timing. Now I know that you've just had some good news. So I would say that this major arcana card is pause, absolutely enjoy the situation and hold that balance and just take a pause. You don't have to rush forward with it. Enjoy, luxuriate is the word they give me, in the moment, and let it uplift you. A good morning to Tara Elizabeth. You would like a card for the week ahead. It feels as though everything is changing. It is. Nothing is constant, but how can you make... Whoa, that flew out of the deck. Again, I have a major arcana card. This is unity. It comes with Archangel Sandalphon, who looks after our earth star chakra, our lowest chakra that again grounds us constantly. They're talking about grounding. And this shows a very, very wise sage who has around him symbols from every wisdom tradition in the world. And this is about inclusivity. It's about non-judgment. And it's about being able to blend the traditional with the new. And we did have that new moon in Aquarius. So it's the best of both worlds. And also this idea of including everybody's ideas. Hopefully that will make sense to you. Good morning to Laura Kazdan Fulton. You would like a card as well. Okay. Card for Laura, please. Clear the deck. There we go. Lovely major arcana card. One of my favorites. It comes with Archangel Metatron. It's the Chariot. Always the message of we are very much in charge of our life. No matter, he's in charge of these two wild horses. On mine, it's a picture of Apollo, the black and the white horse. It's fate and also how much we're in control. And the trick is to know which horse is pulling the reins most. If it's fate, we can't do anything about it, except we can always choose our reaction to it. But if it's the other way around, then you do have the choice to be in charge of which way your chariot is galloping. So be in charge of your two horses wisely. I'm feeling that you're very much in charge. Good morning to Joni. Birthday week for you. Okay, that card flew out. Knight of Fire, which is the one I had for this week, of sudden events or feeling passionate about life. So I would say because it's your birthday week, we've got the Fire Horse this year. Just be passionate about life. Allow life to pull you forward and really go for those things that will make you feel alive. And a very happy birthday. Good morning to Nadine. Finally getting to hear me live. Lovely to have you here. Lynn would like a card. Okay, I'm just about going to make this by the skin of my teeth. So Lynn would like a card. Four of Water. So sometimes Four of Water, we are... feeling, especially when you look at the hubris in the world and the events, we feel our emotions come up and we feel either fearful or we're missing out or that we haven't control, we can't do anything. But actually, if you just sit a little still and allow yourself to feel the gratitude, it will shift that feeling. So I hope that is helpful. Nadine would like a card as well. I'm just about going to make this. I'm running out of time. And I know Mark Husson's waiting in the wings, but I can go as near to the top of the hour as I can get. I want to be you. Nadine, you've got the sun. I love this as a major arcana card. It tells me it's a positive time for you, a happy time, especially use that full moon tomorrow. Okay. Everybody's saying it makes sense. I am at the end of this show. My goodness, that was skin off your teeth. It really was. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you will have a truly positive, uplifting, very grounded week. Keep it simple, keep it loving, and I will see you at the same time next week. Lots of love. Take care, and bye-bye for now.